Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Bamine Rabbi Rebbe. He asked Rebbe the following shaila. Now we learned before. We learned by Hoitzah. The Melach of Hoitzah involves an Akira, lifting up from a stationary position, taking it out and putting it down Hanocha in a stationary position. So he asked him the following shaila. Does in this case, is it considered like there is an Akira and Hanocha? If somebody put on his friend, he put on his back, for instance, he put him with food or drink. Rashi says it's just an example of a more common occurrence. But let's say Reuven, for instance, put on Shimon's shoulders, put on his back, Eichlam Amashkin, food and drink. So Shimon did not do anything. He didn't pick it up. He had it now put on to him. He was laden with it. And now he starts to walk. And he now walks out with it. He walks out with it on his back. He takes it outside. If he does that on Shabbos, what's the din? Is that considered a haitza or not? Akira's gufa ka akira's chayfes mimekayim adami. Is his moving of his body, if his lifting of his body, is that considered a lifting of the chayfes? So he starts to walk, he's lifting his body. Does that mean he's lifting the oichlam mashkim, so that there is an akira of the oichlam mashkim, umachayev, and therefore he'd be chayev? So considered like he picked it up, he took it out, and he put it down. Oidel maloy, or do we say no? It's not considered like he lifted up the oichlam mashkim. So what's really the shaila? I mean, if a person has on a table and he lifts up the table and the table has on it oichlam mashkin, has food on it. If he lifts up the table, it's considered like he's lifting up the oichlam mashkin. If he lifted up the table, he lifted up the oichlam mashkin as well. So what's the shaila over here? So the way the Chazanish learns it, seems to be as follows. The oichlam mashkin are on the person. And the person starts to walk. Does that mean it's an akira? And he's lifting himself up and lifting himself up and lifting up the oichlam mashkin? Is that what it means? Or no? Or do we say that it's not really considered like he is lifting himself up? The starting to walk, walking, is that it's not lifting himself up, it's just the beginning of walking. And it's not considered like lifting and lifting the chayfas as well. So over here, when all he does is, he didn't lift up the oichlam mashkin, was put on his back, he just started to walk. Do we say that the akira of his body, meaning, the movement of his body, he starts to now move from its stationary position. Is that considered like it's also lifting up the chayfas and he did an akir? More answers. It's chayv. And it's not doime liyodai. It's not compared to a hand. What does it mean it's not compared to a hand? Meaning, we say that by a hand, or the case of the person's hand, and if the ani is outside and he sticks his hand inside and the balabayas puts something into his hand. So we had that case in the Mishnah that the ani sticks his hand inside, the balabayas puts something into his hand, the ani took it out. So what happened in that case? We say that shnei peturim. The balabayas did the akira. The ani now took it out and he did the hanocha. So we said in that case that neither of them are chayim in the raisa because neither of them did a complete malacha with akira and hanocha. The balabayas lifted it up. The ani had his hand stretched inside. He put it into the ani's hand and the ani took it out. So the balabayas did the akira and the ani did the hanocha. Shneim patur. Now, if we say that Akira's gufa is Gachira's chayfetz, well, why don't we say that it was in the Ani's hand? So why isn't that, just like our case over here, where Reuven puts something, the food, on Shimon's back, Shimon starts to walk, we're saying that isn't a kirva. Why don't we say, well, the Baal HaBayis put something into the Ani's hand. Now when the Ani starts to move his hand and bring it out, why don't we say the Ani now did the Akira and now he's doing the Hanacha? Why don't we say that the Ani is Chaya because he did the whole Malacha? We want to say over here, we're saying that when Reuven puts something, the food, on Shimon's back, Shimon starts to walk, that's considered like he did the Akira, even though he didn't pick up the food from the ground or from the table, but it was on him. It was considered stationary on him. That was considered its resting place. He starts to walk. He does the Akira. Well, why don't we say the same thing by the Ani? He has his hand inside. The Baal HaBayis, yes, the Baal HaBayis picked it up from the table. And he put it into the Ani's hand. But now, why don't we say it's stationary on the Ani's hand? And when the Ani starts to move his hand, why not say the same thing? Akira is Yodai, Akira is Chayfetz. And why should it be considered like he did the Akira and now he's doing the Hanocha? And why don't we say the Ani is Chayv, that he did the whole Malacha? Where says, no, it's not comparable. Because when Reuven is standing, Shimon puts something onto Reuven. Or opposite, an example we had, Reuven put something onto Shimon. Shimon is stationary. He's now standing. And something is put onto his back. Now, over there we say Gufa is Nayach. Gufa is Nayach. That's stationary. And therefore the food that's on his back is also Noch. It's stationary. It's Nayach. Now, when he starts to walk, he's considered lifting it up. He's considered picking it up. But a hand suspended in midair, if the Ani is outside and now he sticks it inside, that's not considered stationary. It's not resting on the ground. So therefore the Akira is the Baal HaBayis' Akira, where he lifted up from the table, putting it into the hand, that's not considered Nach, that's not considered Munach. So the Ani taking it out, there's no Akira. The Akira was, Akira is lifting it up, being accurate from a stationary position. A body, a hand, that when and where the hand and the body is in the same rishus, the body is on the feet are on the floor, on the ground, and the hand is part of the body. So you put it on the person, and any part of the person, that's stationary, that's munach. But a hand stretched down to another rishus is suspended in midair. So that's suspended in midair, it's not considered nach. When the Baal HaBayis is oikered and puts it into that hand that's suspended in midair, then that is not stationary. The Akira is the Baal HaBayis' Akira. So when we say that the body, the moving of the body, Akira is Gufa, Akira is Chayfetz, that's when the body, it's stationary, it's standing. You put it on the part of the body that's in the same rishus as the body itself, the feet of the person itself, then when he starts to walk, it's like he lifted up the chayfetz. But not in a case where a hand is suspended in midair and it's stretched out into different rishus. So therefore, don't ask me, Akasha, about enough from Mishnah from Yodai, ve'ein odoi me'el yodah ma'itayim ha'gufa nayach yadolai nayach. So therefore, you cannot bring any, don't have a kasha from the case of Yod in the Mishnah, because over there, it's loy nayach. Amalei Rav Chila Rav, he said to Rav Bar Pachti, son of the great ones, of noble ones, loy amin lach, didn't I tell you? Kikoi Rebbe b'ay mesechta, when Rebbe's holding one mesechta, loy teshel mesechta achrita, don't ask him a kasha from another mesechta. Dim lava daite, because maybe he's not holding the mesechta, maybe he doesn't have the proper answer, and you'll embarrass him. Dilav the Rebbe Gavarabov, Dilav the Rebbe Gavarabov, not for the fact that Rebbe was such a great person, because after you would have embarrassed him. Mishal Shinui Dilav Shinuyim, and he perhaps would have given you an answer that's not quite right. But Hashta, however, Lamaisa, he is such a great person. Hashta Mishapir Mishanilach, and he gave you the proper teretz. Tanya Hayaton, Hachlumimashkin Mibayd Yayim. If a person was Mibayd Yayim before Shabbos, so he had laden on him, Hachlumimashkin was on his shoulders, on his back, he had food and mashkin. Voitzi Lachut, and then comes Shabbos, He now takes it outside. He walks outside with it on his shoulders. He walks outside with it. When Shabbos came in already, chayev, he's chayev. Why? Because it's not comparable to his hand that's suspended in a different rishos. So you see the difference is that if his body is stationary and you put it on a part of his body that's with him in the same rishos with him when he's stationary, when he starts to move, that's considered an akiras chayfetz. Akiras gufa is kakiras chayfetz. But not a hand that's stretched out and suspended in midair, that's in a different rishos. Tosis points out that we say mishachashecha chayev, it must mean that he was in a stationary position when Shabbos, on the onset of Shabbos. Meaning, if he was in a stationary position, he was walking from before Shabbos, and he didn't stop. And he didn't stop, it was considered to be a stationary stop, a permanent stop. Then the Akira was the original Akira that took place before Shabbos. It has to be that he was Oymed Lafush, he came to a full stop when Shabbos came in. And now when he starts to walk, and he walks outside with it on Shabbos, he did an Akira on Shabbos and an Anoch on Shabbos. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Pshita li, it's poshut to me, Yonah Shel Adam, Ein Eloi Kershus Aram, Eloi Kershus Yochid. We don't consider a person's hand, we don't consider a hand that's stretched out into another rishus like his body, not to consider it a rishus yochid, not a rishus rabim. What does that mean? Kishus rabim loy dami, we don't consider rishus rabim yoradani. That when we see from that case of the ani, when the ani sticks his hand from the rishus rabim into the rishus yochid, now, if we would consider his hand like a Rishus HaRabim, then if the Balabayas takes something from his hand and puts it down, we should say that the Balabayas is Chayev because he's taking from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid and putting it down in his house in Rishus HaYochid. Now, we know in the case of the Mishnah, it says when the Ani picked up something from the street, from the Rishus HaRabim, and he brought it into the Rishus HaYochid, and the Balabais took it from his hand, it's considered like the Ani did the Akira, and the Balabais did the Hanacha Shneim Peturim. However, if you would say that the hand of the Ani standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and if you would say that his hand that stretched into the Rishus HaYochid, nevertheless, we would say his hand is connected to his body, and it's also considered Rishus HaRabim, then the Balabais who took something from his hand and put it down, he should be chayev because he did an akira from Rishus HaRabim. Elamai, you see clearly that an outstretched hand, a hand that stretched from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. And Kershus HaYochid, loy damim, yar the Balabais. And we see that it's not a Rishus HaYochid, that from the case of the yar of the Balabais. We see that if the Balabayas sticks his hands into the Rishus HaRabim, so he is in the Rishus HaYochid. He stretched his hand into the Rishus HaRabim. If we would say his hand is connected to his body and has the same Rishus as his body, we should say that his hand should be a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, if the Ani takes something from the hand and puts it down on the street, the Ani should be high because he's taking and doing an Akira from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. We don't say that. In that case, the Mishnah says Shnei Baturim. If the Balabayas picked it up from his house and he took it out and the Ani took it from his hand, we say Shnei Baturim. So you see clearly that an outstretched hand does, and it's stretched into a different rishus, does not have the same rishus as the body, not to be a rishus HaRabim and not to be a rishus HaYochid. So we see that clearly. However, we have the following shaila. Moyabaye, the following shaila, Yarashal Hodamashu Tase, Karmelis. Do we say that the hand should have a din of a Karmelis? What is a Karmelis? Minotera, there's a Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, and there's a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. There's a house, for instance, and there's a street. Anything else, like a field, something of that nature, that is called a lake. It's called a Karmelis, it's called Minotera, it's a Makom Patur, rather. Minotera, it's a Makom Patur. There's either Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. Minotera, it's anything else is a Makom Patur. So a field, which is an open field, and doesn't have walls, and it's not a thoroughfare, Minotair, it's a Malkin Patur. However, the Rabbanan gave certain areas like that, like a Yam and a Bika, they gave it in a Carmelis that has some of the dinim of a Rishus HaRabim. It's not completely like a Rishus HaRabim, but they assured caring like in such an area. Since it has similarities to a Rishus HaRabim, they gave it some dinim of a Rishus HaRabim. They gave it dinim of Rishus HaRabim, but not completely. The question is over here on the hand. So we say it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Did the Rabbanan gave it a din of a Carmelis? Which means, if they gave it a din of a Carmelis, you would not be able to carry from the hand, you would not be able to carry from the hand into the other Rishus, into a different Rishus. Now, we know in our Mishnah that you cannot do an Akira without an Hanocha, even though Minotera, it's there's no Isra Minotera, Mid Rabbonet's also. You can't do a Hanocha without an Akira. So it would seem to be a little strange, because what's the Shaila over here? We know that there an Akira without a Hanocha, we know it's also. We know, for instance, that a Balabais cannot lift up something from his Rishus HaYochid and take it out into the Rishus HaRabim, even if he's not going to put it down. And we know that the Ani cannot take something from the Rishus HaRabim, bring it into the Rishus, even though he's not going to put it down. And we know that if the Ani took something from the street and brought it in, we know that the Balabais cannot take it from his hand and put it down either. So we know that you cannot take from an outstretched hand. So that's clear from the Mishnah. So what's really the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is the hand, does the hand a din of a Carmelis? Did the Rabbanon say that we should treat Mid Rabbanon, this hand, it's not an outstretched hand, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim? But if, for instance, the Ani stretched his hand into the Rishus HaYochid, so we know that the Balabais cannot take it from his hand and put it down. However, can the Ani now just bring it back? Can he's put his hand into the Rishus HaYochid, he had something in his hand, he put it into the Rishus HaYochid. If it has a din of a Carmelis, he can't even bring it back. If he doesn't have a din of a Carmelis, then he could bring it back. The Mishnah said, we learned that an Akira without a Hanocha is also, or Hanocha without an Akira is also. That's true. But that's where it's one part of a whole Malach. We see clearly from the Mishnah that if there's an Akira, if one person, the Balabais, did an Akira, the Ani did a Hanocha, and we know in some total there was an Akira and Hanocha. In some total, something was transported. The Rabbanan said, anyone who does even one part of that carrying of that transport, it's also mid rabbanan, it's part of a loss. But over here in the fall is the following shaila. Nothing was transported. The Ani or the Balabai, they simply stuck their hands with something in it into one Rishus. So they did an Akira from the Rishus HaYochid, let's say, to the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. Then can they bring their hand back? So it's not half of the Haitzah. It's not part of a Haitzah. There was no Haitzah. So if you say the hand is not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus Ram, which we know it's not. If you say it doesn't have a din of a Carmelis either, so it's just taking it out, bring it back. But if you say they gave it a din of a Carmelis, just like Mid Rabbanan, you can't carry from a house to a bika, to an open field, or vice versa, then you would not be able to bring the hand right back, because it would be taking from a Carmelis to a different Rishus. So that's the shaila. So let's see, Vaya Baya, Yorushalot Mash, that's a Carmelis. Mikan Sur Rabbanala Dura Gabe, did the Rabbanan say, it's a din of a Carmelis, and you can't even bring it back to you. Right? You can't be back. So even though at the end of the day there was no white saw, there was no transporting of anything, nothing there, nothing happened, it would still be awesome. Oiloi. But we say no. This doesn't have a din of a karmelus, and he can bring his hand right back. If a person had paris in his hand, he was might see lachuz. One brisa says, one brisa says you can bring it back, one says you can't. Isn't this machlek is a brisa? Is that what they're arguing about? The Marasavaka Karmelis Damya, Marasavaka Karmelis Damya. Isn't this the Machloikis in the Brisa? This is the very case that this is the Nafkamina, whether it's a Karmela and Karmelis or not. This is the very case. If he had something in his hand, he put it into another Rishus, can he bring it back? At the end of the day, there was no white saw done, nothing was transported, but if it has a Din of a Karmelis, you cannot bring it back. One said you can, one said you can't. Is that not the machlokes and the brises? Where's his light? The kuli alma ke karmelis dami. I'll tell you that everyone, they both brises hold that it is a karmelis. V'loy kasha kan lamata me asara kan lamala me asara. It's the difference if he stuck it out up more than 10 tefachim high or lower than 10 tefachim. A rishus harabim only extends to the height of 10 tefachim high. Right? Rishus harabim is a thoroughfare. Now, Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, is Oil HaRakia, a person's dwelling, his private domain that extends all the way up. So even higher, that it's still considered Rishus HaYochid. But a thoroughfare has to have closer proximity to the ground. A Rishus HaRabim only extends up to a height of 10 tefachim. A Karmelis, which has some of the dinim of Rishus HaRabim, similarly, only extends to a height of 10. So therefore, the brisa, maybe I'll tell you, really, a hand, an outstretched hand, would have a din of a karmelis according to both brises. The one brisa that says that it's also is talking simply where he stretched his hand out lower than 10 tefachim, and it was closer to the ground, it was lower than 10 tefachim, so he stretched it out, now it has now a din of a karmelis, because it's a hand that's within 10 tefachim of the ground, which has the airspace of a karmelis. The brisa that says that yes, mutar lachzir, he can return it, is talking in a case where he stretched it out above 10. So if it's above 10 high, it doesn't have a din of a karmelis above 10. It's a malkum patur. It's a malkum patur, so therefore he can bring his hand back. So the machlok zirishayim, does it mean it's only that he can bring his hand back, or does it mean even that he can, even lachatchila, take it out into a place above 10 because it's a malkum patur. Taisus implies that it's mutar, the Rishayim say that it's aser. But in any event, if he stretched out his hand, whether he should have or shouldn't have, whether he stretched out his hand and it's higher than 10, over there his hand, lemaisa, is not in a karmelis, he's in a malkum patur, so he can bring it back. So really I'll tell you perhaps that both brises hold that his hand is a karmelis. The brisa says that it's mutar lahachzira, it's talking where it's above 10. So that's one possibility. The Gemara is going to go through different possibilities to resolve this apparent contradiction in the brises. B'boisim, I'll give you another possibility, another teres. Idvi lamata masar. Then both cases, tongue is below 10. V'lavki karmelis dami. And it's not a karmelis. Well, if it's not a karmelis, why should it be also lach zero? Why should it be also to bring it back? Like kasha, kan mivayim, kan mishchashecha. It makes a difference if he stretched out his hand before Shabbos, or he stretched out his hand on Shabbos. That's the chilek. Mivayim like kan surabon, mishchashecha kan surabonon. If he did it mivayim, now. At the time when he stretched out his hand, it was not Shabbos yet, so he did not do any Isser by stretching his hand back, or stretching his hand out, rather. Now, what he should have done is, before Shabbos, he should have brought it back. But that's something where a lack of an action. He didn't do anything wrong, per se. There was an omission on his part. There was an omission. He should have brought it back, but the stretching out of his hand was done mibayim, was done before Shabbos, so loy kansu rabbana. But if he stretched out his hand on Shabbos, then he did something wrong. He did an iser by stretching out his hand. Kansu Rabbanan, they gave it a knas, and they said you can't bring it back. Meaning, if it would have a din of a karmelis, it wouldn't make any difference. If he did it mibay jayim, if he put out his hand mibay jayim, and put out mechashech. If it had a din of a karmelis, just like if you find something in a field, in a karmelis, doesn't make a difference when that object was placed into that field, whether it was on Shabbos or before Shabbos. You cannot take that item and bring it into your house. You can't take that item and bring it into your house because you're taking from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. If his hand had a din of a karmelis, it would make no difference whether his hand was stretched out mibay jayim or mishach hashech, even mibay jayim. You can't take from a karmelis to the Rosh Hashanah. But perhaps I'll tell you that both brises hold. It's not a karmelis. His hand's not a karmelis. So why does the brises say that it's also to bring it back, that to bring his hand back inside? Because it's talking in a case where it's not a karmelis, but it's talking where he did it on Shabbos. He stretched out his hand on Shabbos. That's a knas. The Rabbanan gave him a knas, and they said, a knas, we fine you, and therefore you cannot bring it inside. Just the opposite. If he stretched out, it's true that he did something wrong, right? He did actively something wrong by stretching out his hand on Shabbos. But it's true that the violation was greater, but the consequences are also greater. If he stretched out his hand on Shabbos, and if you're not going to let him bring his hand back, so he might find it very difficult to hold his hand out there, and he might ultimately bring his hand back in. And he might rather not bring his hand back, but he might, if you do not allow him to bring it back in, he might find it very difficult to keep his hand stretched there, and he might drop it. And if he drops it, if he stretched out his hand on Shabbos, and if he drops it on Shabbos, then that is a complete Malach HaVaitzah. That's a complete Malach HaVaitzah. He would have done an Akira and an Anocha. So the consequences are more severe. I should say just the opposite. If he stretched out his hand on Shabbos, so he did an Akira, and now if you're not going to let him bring it back in, he's going to have his hand stretched out over there. He might find it too difficult to keep it up, to hold it there. He might put it down. And he puts it down, there's a hanocha, he'll be chayev. Then it's a malocha. He'll be chayev achatas. Whereas if he stretched it out mibayid yayim, over there, perhaps over there we should say that over there, no, he cannot bring it back in. Because the consequence, yes, the act is not so severe. It's only a violation of omission. He didn't bring it back before Shabbos. But the consequences are less severe over there because he's less severe because if he does put it down, there's no chatas over there because the akir was done mibayid yayim. So there is a svara to say just the opposite. Now, so why don't we say itcha mistabra mibayid yayim di sharele leyos ledechiv chatas lekasur rabbana mishachashecha di sharele, if he puts it down also ledechiv chatas lekasur rabbana and loyka machine and hakei tishud rabbi. And from the fact that we don't say this, we don't apply this svara, we don't say that where the consequences are more severe, there's less reason to make a gzera. We say where the violation is more severe, we make a knas. We make the knas. We don't say where the consequences are more severe, we don't make the knas. So that from the fact that we don't apply the svara, we can now resolve the following question that Rabbi had, which we'll, as Hashem, see in the next year.